Welcome back. This is WCRB In Concert. I'm Laura Carlo. The 2019 Boston Early Music Festival is just around the corner, June 9th to 16th, featuring Agostino Stefani's 1691 opera, Orlando, as its centerpiece, and 17 stunning festival performances featuring some of the most accomplished early music artists of our time. So, in anticipation of the festival, tonight we're returning to the 2017 Boston Early Music Festival for one of the most exciting concerts of that glorious week of music. On their night off from performances of 2017's centerpiece opera, the musicians of the orchestra and some of the singers gathered to perform Handel's oratorio from 1708, La Resurrezione. We've just heard Act One. And in Handel's time, the patrons would go for intermission liqueurs, sorbets, pastries, and coffee in the salon next door. So, since we're taking a breather, why don't we partake of our own musical sorbet in the form of a performance by the Renaissance band Micrologus from Italy. Patrizia Bovi is the soprano you'll hear. She's the harpist and the mastermind behind this program called Sex, Lies, and Musical Tales in 16th Century Venice. Songs and dances one might have heard at the court of a Venetian duke or earl on a special occasion. Songs about a lonely mountain girl, a Spanish cavalier, an unhappily married woman, and a jealous old man. Here is Patrizia Bovi with the other members of Micrologus at NEC's Jordan Hall on WCRB In Concert.
Era amor fa da solinga, una tempesta una fontana. Divisa in bella bella, sole in terra piana, una ghirlanda di cisterne cina, volta di quando bella, la donzellina, volta di quando bella, luce e stella, bella e stella.
Quella di Pasqua e per quella di Natale. Thank you.
In concert at the 2017 Boston Early Music Festival. That's the ensemble Micrologos, led by Patrizio Bovi. Songs and dances by Niccolò Pifferò, Francesco Patavino, and by a couple of different anonymous composers on themes of love, sexual conquest, and jealousy from a program called Sex, Lies, and Musical Tales in 16th Century Venice. This is WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival. I'm Laura Carlo, and there's another Boston Early Music Festival coming up, June 9th to the 16th, with stunning performances by some of today's greatest musicians. For more information and tickets to the festival, start at the In Concert page at classicalwcrb.org. Let's return now to part two of Handel's La Resurrezione. The Marchese Francesco Maria Ruspoli opened his home for the debut of this work in 1708. The palace was elaborately decorated for the occasion. Ruspoli installed orchestra seats, music stands, and a specially designed backdrop in the main hall. And he installed a waterfall in the adjoining salon. That's where the aristocratic concertgoers could go for refreshments at intermission between the two parts of the oratorio. So now they've returned, ready to hear part two of Handel's oratorio, and so do we. After a sinfonia, we hear St. John singing an aria about Christ as the new dawn. He goes to find Jesus' mother Mary, hoping she has news that his prophecy of resurrection has come to pass. Meanwhile, the angel and Lucifer are still arguing about who is the most powerful, heaven or hell, as Mary Magdalene and Mary Cleophas make their way to Jesus' tomb filled with love and hoping they are not too late to see the Lord. Lucifer realizes he has been conquered and flees back to hell. And the angel appears to tell the two Marys the good news that Christ is risen. And off they go to spread the good news. St. John announces that Christ has already appeared to the Virgin Mary, and Mary Magdalene returns to say that Jesus has appeared to her as well. Finally, there's a great celebration as everyone rejoices in the triumph of Christ over death. Part two again features soprano Karina Govan as the angel, soprano Teresa Wakeham as Mary Magdalene, mezzo-soprano Kelsey Loretano as Mary Cleophas, tenor Aaron Sheehan as St. John, and baritone Christian Immler as Lucifer. The Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra is conducted by Stephen Stubbs and Paul Odette. This is part two of Handel's La Resurrezione, from the 2017 Boston Early Music Festival on WCRB in concert.
Thank you. tuoi nuovi portenti alla terra oggi ancora il sen fecondo. Piansero gli elementi dell'orfabbro immortale, la morte fiera, ed un giorno che spera di vederlo risorto con gli stessi tremori perché il suolo paventi di prima il buoni. Ma forse dall'inferno che il Dio vincito la sta percosse, l'ultimi sforzi sono l'ultime scosse.
Sforzerò, e suoi faccia ancora giù, ma non soffio, io sforzerò.